Arizona News Radio, Congressman Paul Gosar voted for the contempt citation against Attorney General Eric Holder. And he's upset with the executive privilege cited by the president.
Here we go. It's been what I've been saying all along is that this, you know, if you're doing the executive claim, you got something to hide.
A Phoenix woman arrested after violently shaking her 11-month-old daughter, who's in critical condition.
The officers contacted our homicide unit because the girl's injuries appeared to be, according to the medical staff, were life-threatening.
A construction worker from Indiana dies after working outside of a Costco in Marana.
According to his co-workers, he exhibited symptoms of heat-related illness up to 2 hours prior to his collapse.
Residents in Pine and Strawberry told about a water shortage because of the problems they have with some mechanical issues.
We have drinking water, bottled water available.
And Arizona gas prices down again.
Arizona prices have been continuing to trend lower for 11 weeks now.
Right now, 355, George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your KVNX traffic, a service of EB Lane Advertising, Public Relations, and Interaction. Look for an accident on the transition ramp, southbound Loop 101. This is at I-10. Also, we have an accident off the side, southbound State Route 51 at Shea. And look for a wreck, Country Club Drive, south of the U.S. 60. With offices in Phoenix and Denver celebrating 50 years of great creative and brand-building ideas, EB Lane. Still madman after all these years. Go to eblane.com. Here's your Wednesday afternoon forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, we're back in the real hot weather. Our hottest so far tomorrow and Friday with 113 degrees. Then we see a big influx of moisture. Our first good look at the monsoon Saturday and Sunday. Scattered dust and thunderstorms. Jim Howell, Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Thanks, Jimmy. Currently here in Midtown, we're at 108 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
It's a huge step, admitting that you need to quit. When that clicked in my brain, that I had that chemical dependency, I felt like I wasn't in control of myself. I felt like something was in control of me. When you call the ASH line, they don't really judge you about anything. They don't force you to do anything. They just help me believe in myself, believe that I had the power to do that.
You can quit. Ashline can help. Call today 1-800-556-6222 or visit ashline.org. It's free.
What could be better than spending a day with a friend or member of your family watching baseball? Enter for your chance to win in the Sears Baseball Sweepstakes and watch the best players in baseball play in July. Simply email your name, age, and address to sears@sportspromos.net to enter. That's sears@sportspromos.net. No purchase necessary. Must be a legal resident of the 50 U.S. states or D.C., 18 years or older to enter. Sweepstake ends Thursday, June 21st at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Destination Dad. This is Sears.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. This is Legalese, where the law is always on your side. Now introducing your host, a longtime veteran of the courts, Dennis Willinchek.
And that was the great Chet Reynolds, the voice of Chet Reynolds. And we are here every Wednesday from 4 to 5 on Legalese. Jack Willinchek, Dennis Willinchek, and welcome to our show. And this week we're going to be talking about the legislation, well, not actually legislation, I guess it would be an order by the Obama administration regarding children who are brought here illegally. Of course, there's big flap about this. We'll be talking about the president's order and the legality of it and whether or not it's popular or unpopular. And if you want to call into the station any time to talk to our guests that we're going to have on, it's 602-277-KFNX. And we will be having on right away Louis Gohmert, who is a Texas congressman who's been involved in some of these issues. A very outspoken guy. He was Louis's been is in his fourth term, Jack, in the United States House of Representatives, and serves on numerous committees, and is vice chair of the subcommittee on Homeland Security. So it's very timely and important that we have him on. He was elected three terms to district judge in Smith County, Texas, and went to Texas A&M and Baylor Law School. Texas A&M being close to my heart. Served as a captain in the U.S. Army. And, Louis, are you with us?
Great to be with you, Dennis, Jack.
Well, thank you. Good to have you with us as well. I know my son Jack here interviewed you some time ago. And we're just pleased to have you on this because you really are involved heavily. And we're going to be having other guests that are relevant to this same order, including Arizona Senator Steve Smith and Russell Pierce and Martin Quesada, to give the other side of the story. But first of all, tell us what the president has done so our listening audience is educated on it. We can all start from square one, what Janet Napolitano has done, and then we'll go from there, just by way of summary.
For one thing, the president has just completely ignored the Constitution, trampled all over it. Article 1, Section 8, that talks about it's Congress that has all power over issues regarding naturalization, and that's been interpreted to include all issues regarding immigration. We can set up immigration courts or not set them up. We can establish immigration policies or not set them up. And whatever law we passed, the president a year ago, and just apparently a brief moment of clarity, said, look, you know, we have laws, we have a constitution, I can't go around those, only the Congress can do that, and so we have immigration laws. Well, now a year later, with the presidency in the balance, the election looming, he has now announced, in a very transparent manner, after his Justice Department says, gee, we're going to stop any state that tries to purge its rolls of illegal people not authorized to vote. And then that's followed up by the president announcing they're not going to deport any more people between 16 and 30, prime age for his voting constituency. And, in fact, we're going to give them something that has not been created in the law. There's no authority to give. They're going to give them work permits. He's writing legislation as he speaks. It's the most incredible thing to have a president, having gone from George Washington, who would not allow them to elect him to a third term because it would look too much like a monarchy. He was so concerned about that. And now we have a president that basically is establishing a monarchy. My word is the law as I speak it. I speak that we're giving 800,000 illegal aliens work permits to work here. I've said it, so be it. Let's carry it out. Never mind the law. Rather dangerous situation. And by the way, I was with my dear friend Steve King at a meeting over illegal immigration in England a few years ago, and they made very clear to us that it is totally inappropriate to use the term illegal aliens and illegal immigration. They said it is actually irregular migration. And I said, gee, that sounds like a bad body function or something. I hate to get into irregular migration, for heaven's sake. But anyway, that's what the president has done. I mean, just ignore the Constitution. And, of course, we've had more of that going on today with regard to what they've done. And I don't know if you've seen it. I just saw it right before I came on the show, and at the time I'd seen it, YouTube had only had 29 views. But there is a press conference in March, I think March 24th of 2009, with the president's own press secretary, with the Deputy Attorney General Ogden, Secretary Napolitano. I think you've heard of her, haven't you?
Yeah, we've dealt with her here.
Yeah, I know.
We dealt with her here.
But anyway, she's there, and they're announcing that under the president's direct leadership, they're expanding a gun-running operation, and they're going to work with Mexico, but they're expanding this gun-running operation and going to expand the tracing of weapons that we're selling into Mexico. And
the ones really you mean that they unlawfully allowed into Mexico in the first place?
Yeah, but this was 2009 under the president's personal direction, so
while we're on that, and this is all very timely because I was watching the news earlier and they were saying that they're expecting a decision by the Supreme Court on SB 1070, of course, which is near and dear to our hearts here in the state.
Certainly.
And Russell Pierce will talk about that later. But SB 1070, they're expecting a ruling probably, if not today, maybe tomorrow by the end of the week.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is all very timely.
Yeah, and in fact, on judiciary, Ted Poe, also a former judge from Texas, is two seats over from me. And I told Ted that when Holder was testifying before us way back, and the topic was the Arizona bill, I told Ted he asked the stupidest question I've ever heard asked at any hearing, because Holder was talking about how, you know, he'd had to sue the state of Arizona because they were trying to force the issue of enforcing federal law, when he'd made clear he wasn't going to enforce the federal law.
Right.
And Ted asked the most ridiculous question, and it was kind of a toss out. You know, by the way, have you read the Arizona law before you sued Arizona? And I thought, that's the stupidest
question. Yeah, that sounds silly.
So, of course he's read the law. He wouldn't sue a whole state
Right. Unless
he'd read the little 10-page law that he was suing them over. And then he gave a more stupid answer. No, he didn't bother to read the law before he filed suit against the whole state of Arizona. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I can believe it. And, in fact, we got about 2 minutes before our break, Louis. Yep. But let me just ask you this. Speaking of which, we have been following Fast and Furious, as our audience who regularly listens knows. And now, where are we now? Are they going to hold him in contempt or not? And now the president is issuing, a statement today that's saying that the president's issued another edict saying that...
He's saying it's executive privilege, but as I'm sure you know, executive privilege can only be claimed for communications with somebody, even from another department like Justice, with either the president himself or someone directly under the president in the White House. And so he's exerted this claim of executive privilege, which is totally inappropriate. So anyway, this afternoon, and you're right, this is so timely because it's just happened.
Yeah, we got less than a minute, by the way, so see if you wrap that up before we take a break.
Okay. So the Oversight Committee has voted to find him in contempt. It's coming to the floor next week for a vote on contempt. It then goes to the U.S. Attorney for them to enforce it. But because they've claimed executive privilege, the next step that needs to happen, and I've just talked to Darrell Issa while I was waiting to come on, it will be to file suit in district court requiring the Justice Department to produce a log of all the documents they claim are privileged. They have to do
privilege
that.
Privilege log, yeah.
And then the judge go through. I've done that myself as a judge. You go through and you determine whether they're privileged or not.
Yeah,
and it may be that they're not entitled to executive privilege. They're entitled to Fifth Amendment privilege.
That's probably more than likely. Based on what we've seen so far. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We're talking to Congressman Louis Gohmert from Texas, and he is on various committees. We're talking today about this Obama order relating to illegal children that were brought into the country illegally. So this is Dennis Wolinchek. Jack Wolinchek will be back after these messages.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Is your home underwater? Do you owe more on your home than it's worth? Are you tired of making payments on an investment that may never come back? I'm JR with Realty Central. They call me the short sale king. But to be honest, you don't need me. Matter of fact, you don't need any realtor. What you need is legal advice. How about if I told you I would arrange a free legal consultation for you to meet with a law firm that specializes in underwater mortgages? They'll meet with you for free. I know you have lots of questions, like should you stop paying your mortgage? Can the bank come after you? What will happen to your credit? How about that tax law that expires at the end of this year? If you would like the free legal consultation, please call or text this number, 602-405-1011. Again, if you're upside down and would like the free legal consultation, call or text 602-405-1011, 602-405-1011, a free legal consultation for you to meet with a law firm that specializes in underwater mortgages. That's 602-405-1011.
Investors, did you know that people are coming from all over the nation to buy and sell real estate in your area? People are flipping houses and making money just down your street. Learn how to flip houses and put $5,000 to $15,000 in your pocket over the next 30 days. Call now, 800-809-1567, to reserve your seat in this class with three convenient dates in the Phoenix area. Spend a few hours with us and learn how to get in, get out, and get paid. We'll teach you how to buy, hold, and sell investment properties with little to no money down. down. This event is worth thousands of dollars, but free to the first 50 people to call. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive real estate class is coming to Phoenix on June 26th, 27th, and 28th. Call 800-809-1567 to secure your seat. Change your life with this free event and learn how to flip a home in 30 days. Call 800-809-1567. You don't want to miss this. Brought to you by Freedom Through RealEstateWorkshop.com.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
I try to sleep, they're wide awake, they won't let me alone. They don't get paid to take
vacation. This is Dennis Wolinchek and Jack Wolinchek doing business here every week on KFNX Independent Talk Radio. For all of you out there leading in, I don't know if Savage is on or he's on vacation, but we do lead into a show. This is a big story, a national story. If you turn on the news, you can't miss it. What's going on right now? Basically, two things. One is the contempt, the subcommittee, Jack, issued on Eric Holder today, and it'll go to the full House to vote. Louis Gohmert, who was on with us the first segment, who's very active in that, was talking, in fact, to Daryl Issa today, mentioned, who's the head of that committee. They're just getting fed up with Eric Holder and the president, I think, trying to stonewall, as we predicted many times here. This is very eerily reminiscent to me of Watergate, what's going on right now. Something bad is going on when people refuse to produce documents. And anyway, we're talking today about this presidential order primarily, which some have characterized as a reprieve to children brought here illegally, sort of similar to the original DREAM Act. But we have with us on this next segment Arizona Senator Steve Smith. Senator, are you with us?
I'm here, sir. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being on the show. And I know that you describe yourself as a strong conservative who stands for the principles of God, family, and country, which sounds all good to me. And you serve on various committees, including relating to border security as well. Is that right?
That's correct. I'm the vice chair of the Border Security Committee in the Senate currently, yes.
Yeah. And so I want to just talk to you about what's going on now with this whole thing. Was this a political ploy by the president to take the thunder out of Mitt Romney? Or why all of a sudden does he issue this order, number one? And if you have time to talk with us about what went on today, which is a big story in terms of Eric Holder and what's going on there with this, Operation Fast and Furious that turned into a nightmare. We've been following this for some time because I predicted that this would be a nightmare. In fact, people are saying that it's political on the air. I was watching earlier today, but I don't share that view. I don't think it's political at all. It's a major story and one that needs to come out, and it sounds like the president and Holder are not allowing it to come out. Anyway, your thoughts first, though, on this order of the president. Under this new policy, people younger than 30 who came to the United States before the age of 16, posed no criminal or security threat, were successful students, or served in the military, can get a 2-year deferral from deportation. Homeland Security Secretary Napolitano stated, based on the presidential order. What's your take on this, Senator Smith?
You know, if it wasn't of such magnitude, it'd be funny. It's deplorable. It's unconstitutional. It is, and it's just a disgrace that our president would do this. And to answer your first question, why and why now and why the timing? I'm sure there's a lot of reasons, but I think the biggest is probably it's in the wake of the SB 1070 ruling by the Supreme Court that is projected to be handed down this week or next week.
Yeah.
And as we all know, he's not a big fan of the law.
Yeah, yeah.
And anything he can do to once again circumvent that law, because now what, you know, a question is going to be posed is, what does a police officer do? The Supreme Court says he can do this. The state of Arizona says he can do this. But the president now passes down this, you know, the good word that you used, edict, to do this. And I think it's just to muddy the waters. It's trying to once again, defer the enforcement of this law of 1070. And it's all political. And the part that bothers me the most in all of this, you know, he raised his hand just like I did. When you take the oath of office, and that oath is to protect the people of the country, and in our case, the state and the country, and to allow something like this is in direct violation of what I would think is primary duty in protecting the people. You're gonna wave your wand and essentially give free clearance for people that you frankly know nothing about into this country, and you're going to invite more in. And I think it's just a complete dereliction of duty. And I applaud the House members and the senators who are going to bring legal action towards this. And
I mean, one has to wonder, regardless of where you come out on this, one has to wonder, as I say, why now? Why in a hotly contested election year? I mean, why does he issue this if not to get votes of Latinos, which is understandable? But still, having said that, you know, it seems a little reprehensible to me to be doing it right now. It just smacks of politics.
That's right. You hit the nail on the head. You know, follow the votes and follow the money is usually where it goes. So it's an appeasement to certain groups that maybe wanted this. But again, I also think it's meant to run interference with the SB 1070 ruling. I think he's trying to thumb his nose to the justices. I think he's trying to thumb his nose to the states that he's suing. He's getting the last laugh because he knows the writing's on the wall. He knows what that decision is going to be, just like we do.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to uphold it. And he passed this down now, knowing that this decision is days away. And if he did it afterwards, he would really look like he had his can in the cookie jar.
Yeah,
he's doing
I tend
this to now to run interference of that ruling.
We're going to listen to some people later on the show on the other point of view, but I have to say, you know, just listening to it, it does seem rather odd of the timing. I'll say that for sure.
Well, and he could have done this at any time, but he picked now. And what the funniest thing is, as you recall in the speech he gave last year, he said he can't do this. You know, he says, I just can't suspend deportations through executive order. I mean, you know, we've all heard this. He says Congress has laws. I can't go around these laws.
Yeah, when it's convenient. I get it. But what do you think?
But here he goes and he does it.
Well, let's talk about that. He does it, and the question is, what is anybody going to do about it? Is anybody going to contest it in any way, to your knowledge?
Well, like you said, I think there's actions in both the House and the Senate. I certainly think the Supreme Court would, I don't know in what manner they would, you know, comment on this, but it's clearly unconstitutional. It is a direct violation of the separation of powers. So I think a number
of sure makes good
government
politics.
Agencies,
sure makes good politics.
That is not the truth.
Yeah, well, speaking of which, let's talk now a little bit about what we have you on, although, again, you're a state senator, but obviously, you're on top of these issues, and let's talk a little bit about what is going on with Eric Holder. I mean, this is a major story. I mean, this is like Watergate. And for the president to step in, what are your thoughts on that? Have you ever seen anything like that other than Watergate?
No, frankly. And it's long overdue that Eric Holder should have resigned or been thrown out. It is disgraceful that he's allowed to stay in that office. And knowing that he's got the blood on his hands from Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, who directly died because of his actions.
Well, let's not forget there were hundreds of people in Mexico that were also killed.
Well, of course, there's been nearly 50,000 deaths, murders, and killings along that border since Calderon took office about 6 years ago.
Yeah,
and he's got blood on his hands, and the fact that he would choose to stay in office, knowing that he's done this. Again, it speaks directly to their character. They care nothing more than about the power, than about staying in power, and it's just so reprehensible and such a disservice to each and every American that I hope I certainly hope he gets what he deserves.
Well, you know, as I say, I've said this many times on the air. This really, to me, is the worst. I mean, and again, to stay in power, because what he wants to do is protect whatever documents exist. And as Louis Gohmert just said, the congressman from Texas we had on, I don't know if you were privy to that, but, I mean, they're going to have to create some kind of privilege log here of some sort. And then it'll be interesting to see how they describe what documents they're trying to hide. But obviously they're trying to hide something, or they wouldn't be taking these weird positions. So there's something going on back there. We know that. It's just a question of getting to it. And, you know, I was watching TV today, and I heard that somebody accused this committee of being political and all this. Well, that's just really poor form, in my opinion.
Well, of course, and they've had hearings now for months, you know, trying to get to the bottom of this. And now this is not something that has just, right, you know, come about recently and trying to score political points. This has been a major story now for the better part of a year, and we're just trying to get the answers. Somebody has to take the fall, right? I mean, somebody always has to take the fall.
Yeah.
In this case, it has to start with the guy on top. And Obama's trying again. I think he's just trying to tread water as long as he can, because he knows if Holder gets thrown out, his presidency is dashed. I mean, it's just another black eye in the presidency, and he can't sustain it. And he's just trying to hold water. And again, it's just utterly disgraceful that he do this to the American people.
Now,
especially to the Brian Terry family.
Yeah, sad. Now, Mitt Romney has not firmly said that he would reverse Obama's directive if he were elected president, but I would have to assume that he would certainly do that. How do you think Romney should handle this politically sensitive issue?
Hey, I don't think it's politically sensitive at all. I think he should have stood up there, and if he didn't want to directly address the edict itself, he at least should have called the president on the carpet and said, what this man has done is completely unconstitutional. He's violated federal law. He's going to be violating the Supreme Court decision. He's violating state law. He's violating the separation of powers. But Romney didn't give me that fire and brimstone speech I wanted. I would gladly stand up there and said, first, I think the edict is ridiculous. I would never support such a thing. And I think Romney would gain political clout if he just came out and said that. And because I think the majority of Americans agree with him, but he's got to take him to task. And I just hope this isn't going to be a soft election like we saw John McCain run. You know,
well, yeah, I think that's what we're going
to put on the boxing gloves.
One last question, and then we are going to take a break. We got less than a minute. But Marco Rubio, again, the Florida senator, is being considered as a possible VP candidate, is working on a bill to allow some illegal immigrants to work toward a form of legal status should America be considering that sort of policy. So I think Romney may be in a very kind of difficult position here as to how to play this.
Well, you know, of course it is. And anytime you find yourself in any major story or any major, in this case, scandal, you're going to have a level of sensitivity to handle. But again, here's where I come out on this. It is blatantly wrong. It's blatantly unconstitutional, and Romney and anybody needs to stand up and say that unequivocally and say this is wrong. And again, I don't agree with any part of the Dream Act, so I think you're talking to the wrong guy now.
All right. Well, we'll leave it. We got to leave it at that because we got to cut for the news break. Dennis Wolinchak, KFNX, Independent Talk.
NBC News Radio, I'm Veronica Dela Cruz. Tensions are rising between the Obama administration and House Republicans as a House committee votes to hold the U.S. Attorney General in contempt. The straight party line vote was the latest salvo between Attorney General Eric Holder and the committee over the failed gun-running sting known as Fast and Furious. NBC's Pete Williams.
This is what the development today was, why it's important. It's been the view of both Republicans and Democrats when they run the Justice Department that when a president asserts executive privilege, then the U.S. attorney must not proceed.
Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke says the Fed will extend a program known as Operation Twist, aimed at pushing down long-term interest rates.
I do think that the European situation is slowing U.S. economic growth. First of all, Europe is, if not in a recession, in every country, and certainly in many countries are in recession, and that affects our trade.
Stocks were largely unchanged today. The Dow's off 13 points. This is NBC News Radio.
Arizona News Radio Congressman Paul Gosar voted for the contempt citation against Attorney General Eric Holder. And he's upset with the executive privilege cited by the president.
Here we go. It's been what I've been saying all along is that this, you know, if you're doing the executive claim, you got something to hide.
A Phoenix woman arrested after violently shaking her 11-month-old daughter, who's in critical condition.
The officers contacted our homicide unit because the girl's injuries appeared to be, according to the medical staff, were life-threatening.
A construction worker from Indiana dies after working outside of a Costco in Marana.
According to his co-workers, he exhibited symptoms of heat-related illness up to 2 hours prior to his collapse.
Residents in Pine and Strawberry told about a water shortage because of the problems they have with some mechanical issues.
We have drinking water, bottled water available.
And Arizona gas prices down again.
Arizona prices have been continuing to trend lower for 11 weeks now.
Right now, 355, George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic brought to you by Village Inn. Look for that accident, Baseline Road at Central. Also, we have a collision blocking the left lane northbound 16th Street of Missouri. That's involving a motorcycle. And we do have a collision 35th Avenue at Bethany Home Road. It's time for free pie. Yep, it's Pie Rush Wednesday at Village Inn. Come in today from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and get a free slice of double crust pie or lemon supreme pie with dine-in purchase. It's only Wednesday at Village Inn. Here's your Wednesday afternoon forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Well, we're back in the real hot weather. Our hottest so far tomorrow and Friday with 113 degrees. Then we see a big influx of moisture. Our first good look at the monsoon Saturday and Sunday. Scattered dust and thunderstorms. Jim Howell, Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Thanks, Jimmy. Curley here in Midtown. We're at 108 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. I'm Jed Reynolds, and yes, you're up to date.
I have the answer. Call me for this link, and you will call me back. I have the answer. Who was the dynamic leader that history tells us that when he went to meet his maker, that his eyes were not dim nor his vigor abated? I have the answer. I urge you, choose science and not celebrities in your pursuit of an active lifestyle well beyond statistical predictions. I have the answer. Is your energy level low and your health insurance costs high? I have the answer. Tired of buying grocery store produce from third world countries that have been sprayed with who knows what? I have the answer. I have nutrient-dense, locally grown produce and so much more. It costs a few bucks, but it's worth $1 million. Charisma Culture is our name and applying gifts is our game. I have the answer. 602-762-2601, 602-762-2601, 602-762-2601.
This is Ron Sherman for Pure Ion. Now, that's a name you've never heard before, but let me tell you, Pure Ion is the economical way to keep your pool water clean and healthy without using chlorine or harmful chemicals. Pure Ion is a must in commercial pools and hospitals, as well as private backyard pools like yours. The Pure Ion system simplifies pool maintenance. It uses sanitizing ions, which are injected into your pool. These ions are 100% active, controlling bacteria and algae while balancing the pH level and alkalinity. There's no salt, no residue, just beautiful, clear, clean water. Check out Pure Ion at pureionh2o.com. That's pureionh2o.com. Check out the revolutionary system that I use in my pool. For pure, clean water, check out pureionh2o.com. That's pureionh2o.com.
Imus in the Morning. Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX.
A break in the rocks in the monsoon. I thought the law in the law.
And it is hot out there, and it's going to get even hotter because we have on Legalese, this is Dennis Wolinchek and Jack Wolinchek. We have Jack today, Russell Pearson, and Russell always stirs it up. We've been talking about this. You heard that, right, Russell?
I did. I heard that.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, Russell. Yeah, we've got a great show on today, of course, because how could you not with what's going on out there, right? I mean, we've got two things going on. We got this presidential order, which, you know, is unprecedented, and the timing
and
of which
constitutional.
The timing of which I find just really questionable, and more aside from the legality of it, of course, and and then I noticed that Marco Rubio, and I misspoke earlier because I was looking at something that was a little old, but on Monday, apparently, I've been caught up in court all week. Senator Marco Rubio dropped his plans to introduce legislation that would grant work visas to some young people brought to the U.S. illegally. So maybe he's preparing now for another role as a vice presidential candidate and had second thoughts. But we are going to have Russell.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I would hope. I think Mark Rubio's a decent guy, but I think, he's caught up in this manner of pandering to those who have broken our laws, trying to deal with those that, we all have a heart, but you got to realize what you're doing to this republic. I mean, the destruction of the rule of law, rewarding those who break our laws, achieving the ultimate goal of their violations of the law here in this country, giving them preference in education, in-state tuition above what we do for citizens who move to another university or another state. The whole thing is just, you can't do these blanket policies. There are exceptions, and I believe that there are legitimate exceptions maybe, but one at a time. When you do blanket policies, you get the bad and the good, and really bad in some cases. It just can't be done that way.
Well, let me quote from President Obama. He says, these are young people who study in our schools, play in our neighborhoods, friends with our kids, pledge allegiance to our flag, Americans in their heart and their minds in every single way but one on paper.
Well, that's a platitude that isn't true. In some cases it's true, but it's not true in all those cases. And it's up to 30 years old. There'll be a fraudulent document mill, and it's already geared up, I guarantee you. You'll never know who's legitimate or not. It'll be millions, not just a million. A million. It's just people have to think through this. They have to understand what they're doing. We let more people in this country legally than ever in the nation combined. You start making blanket policies. I mean, when do we keep our promises? 1986, amnesty was given, said one time, never again, secure the border, enforce the law, go after illegal employers. Whoops. Then we've had several small ones since then, and now we're going to do a great big one again, up to 30 years old. There'll be no way to validate any and most of that information. A few, yeah, I'm sorry. Are there kids that I think are wonderful kids that I've met with some of them? Absolutely. But there's a process in this country.
Yeah, I have to say that there is a process, and the blanket order is the problem I've got with it personally. I think there are instances where people merit what the president is saying too, but to blanketly very dangerous, right. I would think.
Well, but and here's the issue: it doesn't matter what you know, even if you agree with their friend or have some empathy for some kind of a program, and I'm not sure I'm there because I think that'd be one at a time. But even if you did, what he did is unconstitutional. Article 1 of the United States Constitution was all legislative authority with Congress, the Senate, and the House. And here where it goes farther, what he did doesn't erase statute. It's still illegal under the law. Title 8, USC, AUSC, it's illegal.
Yeah, apparently he thought,
without proper permission, it's illegal to remain here. And now you have a work visa. Because those that are in the country illegally can't change that, still live under the law.
Well, you know, the president is a
really dangerous.
The president is a constitutional scholar, as you know. He taught constitutional law.
Oh, of course. I'm sure he is. I'm sending him one so he can actually finally read it. You know, apparently he's not.
Well, we heard earlier today from Louis Gohmert, who said that he was in shock when he found out in, I guess, the committee that was examining our attorney general, that he'd apparently never read SB 1070 before
right.
he sued the state.
Or Jenna Napolitano, she got caught making the same statement that she hadn't read SB 1070. I mean, I'm amazed at these people. You know, and they criticize it. It's just not just that they haven't read it, but then they criticize it openly and haven't read it. And then you have the Supreme Court that heard their oral arguments, and it was wonderful. They made it clear how they held this administration in contempt.
All right, let me ask you this, because anyway, I have to interrupt you most of the time, because once I wind you up, you never stop. So I got to interrupt you.
So much to say about this, but yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I know you do, and it's unfortunate we just are limited in time, because we're also going to have on with us, and I'm sure this will generate some fireworks, Martine Quesada, who is, of course, in the House of Representatives now in District 13, and he has a contrary view to yours, so we're going to listen to him in a few minutes, but along with you, so I'm going to have to control both of you, I think. But let me ask you this, the two things. I want you to comment on this stuff that's going on with Eric Holder and give you a minute to do that, and also to talk about the timing of this presidential edict, which I really do have a problem with. I find it very suspicious, the timing, given SB 1070 is probably going to be ruled on any day now, right?
Well, the rumor is possibly as early as tomorrow. They thought maybe Monday, but...
So, tell me what you think about what's going on with Eric Holder here.
Well, are you talking about the contempt?
Yeah,
that Congress is going to...
Well, the contempt and the presidential order that came down asserting executive privilege, which is really unprecedented to my recollection beyond Watergate, that era.
Well, it is, and there's several. I have several pages of things that people ought to be concerned about Eric Holder, not the least, the Fast and Furious is. His contempt, I mean, where Americans and others have been murdered by the very weapons that he facilitated and let go to the drug cartels and other bad guys. I mean, that man should be indicted, not just removed from office. He should have handcuffs on him. But one thing is the really nice is, you know, I'm good friends with the sheriff, and I would guarantee him a tent with a view. just out of respect.
Out of respect.
This is outrageous what's going on, this whole thing. But, you know, but and he is the attorney general. I mean, enough is enough is enough. It's more than outrageous.
All right, let me ask you this. You're out there campaigning now, is that right?
Well, I am, yes, sir.
And so tell our audience what you're campaigning for. Which district are you running in?
LD 25, Legislative District 25. It's a new boundaries to this district.
All right, so as you're out there campaigning now, is it state senate, I assume?
Yes, state senate, the position I had before the recall.
Right.
As former president of the Senate, the guy that balanced the budget after years of kicking the can down the road.
All right, let me ask you.
On Second Amendment, on and on.
What is the reaction that you receive out there now talking about this presidential order? What's the public perception that you get from out on the campaign trail?
Even those that are empathetic to what's going on are offended because they know what he did is unconstitutional. He knows it's pandering. He tried to do a preemptive strike knowing what was coming down with SB 1070, I believe. He's done everything he can to undermine the rule of law and to step around the separation of powers. I mean, Article 1 of the Constitution is clear. This debate, even whether you agree or disagree, this debate must take place in Congress. That's the only place it can take place. We did not elect this man dictator, you know, in chief. He is the president of the United States. It is limited in his authority under Article 3. It is very clear. And, you know.
Are you concerned that this is going to cause immigrant families now to come here with young children? That it's to try to get them.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Well, they're already doing that because of many other things. But this is outrageous stuff. Have you been in touch with, we got about one minute before the break.
Have you been in touch or spoken with Congressman Steve King, who intends to sue President Obama to suspend the
director? No, I have not. I have not, but I intend to get on. Steve King is a dear friend of mine, one of the patriots in Congress who honors it and upholds his oath of office and the Constitution.
What about Mitch McConnell saying that Republican lawmakers will wait to weigh in until they hear from Mitt Romney on the issue? What do you think Mitt Romney's going
to do? I think that's outrageous. Mitt Romney, you know, I'm a supporter. Let's get things straight here. We all have an oath of office. You don't wait to weigh in to see what somebody else is going to do. What he did is wrong, unconstitutional, undermining his oath of office, in violation of the rule of law, in violation of the separation of powers. You take him on right now. This president's out of control. This is his 900, over 900 executive orders.
All right.
Many of them challenge his position. This one is over the top.
All right, Russell Pierce. Running for Senate again. We're going to come back to you and Martine Quezada with an opposing point of view on this whole issue after this commercial message break.
Hey, it's Lars Larson. Tune into my show right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, weekdays at night.
Every day's a holiday in Healthy Habit Health Food Store, 6029 North 7th Street. Tune in to Healthy House Call discussing the latest breakthroughs of integrative medicine. Tune in Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. and call with your questions, 602-266-1000. Discover world-class physicians, medical researchers, Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and testimonials from our patients and consumers of natural products. Call 602-266-1000.
Have you been staring at that old cell phone wondering how much you could get for it? Of course you have. So visit eBay's very own and very popular InstantSale.com. eBay makes it easy to find out what your unwanted electronic gear and gadgets are worth. Sell them for that price right on the spot and turn them into cash. So whether you have a cell phone, iPad, game system, camera, laptop, or any one of more than 4,000 items you're no longer using, just answer a couple of quick questions and instantly get an offer price to sell your item. They'll even send you a free prepaid shipping label. Now, actual prices paid may vary based on whether the condition of the item matches the description you provided, but that's it. You could earn hundreds of dollars with eBay's Instant Sale. If your item isn't working, that's okay too. InstantSale.com will either offer you cash for broken electronics or properly recycle items without a cash value. It's a no-brainer. Turn your unwanted electronics into cash. No hassle, no waiting. See InstantSale.com for complete details. That's InstantSale.com.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey is proud to present Dragons, an all-new family event unlike anything you've ever experienced. For the first time in history, the legend of the dragon meets the magnificence of the circus and what can only be found at the greatest show on earth. Experience the ultimate in non-stop thrills, excitement, and fun at this once-in-a-lifetime event. Make family time legendary. Get your tickets today. Kids' tickets are $10 to select performances. Restrictions and fees may apply. Playing the U.S. Airways Center June 27th through July 2nd.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
I was gambling in Havana.
Well, Jack, this is a great show because for the next few minutes, we're going to have on Martin Quesada debating with Russell Pierce on this issue of what's going on with the presidential directive. And Martin, welcome to the show. You are a lawyer and also a member of the House of Representatives in District 13, and we're pleased to have you aboard. And let's cut to the chase here because we have a few minutes. I don't know. There's some noise in the background. Maybe that's on Russell's phone. I think you're heading out of town.
It might be.
Yeah. But anyway, guys, I want to hear from Martin here. Martin. Martin, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. You've heard Russell Pierce talking about this issue that we're devoting the show to, which is the presidential order. I have to say, and I have said publicly, I think that it's the timing bothers me, putting aside the substance of it, because it just seems very political to me. But, of course, so much in the world today is. But tell us why you think that the president did the right thing.
First of all, I'm thankful that the president has taken this step because it's a sensible action. It's only going to benefit our country and help us take another step toward the ultimate goal of comprehensive immigration reform, which is what our country desperately needed for some time. It's disappointing but not surprising to hear a lot of these criticisms and a lot of misinformation coming from a lot of the same sources that these criticisms have come from in the past. Is this a political issue? Of course it is, but any action that the president takes is going to be a political issue, and it doesn't matter when that action is taken. It's always going to be a political issue. It's just a matter of how much attention we pay to the politics behind it.
All right, Russell, why don't you comment on that, and I'll let Martin get
it. Well, yeah, it's nice that they always use these nice terms, comprehensive reform. They mean amnesty. They want to reward lawbreakers with their ultimate goal, and that's be rewarded for breaking into our country. Enough is enough. First of all, you know, this is not an appropriate action for this government. Even if you agreed, I'm disappointed that they have such contempt for the Constitution and the separation of powers that we have. I mean, the only place, and if you'll give me his address, I'll be glad to send him a pocket dictionary or a pocket constitution also, maybe can read Article 1. The only place this debate can take place is in Congress, per the Constitution, not because of Russell Pierce says so.
All right, well, let's stop there. So. Let's stop there and give Martin a chance to respond to that. Martin?
Well, I would advise Mr. Pierce to take a look at the pages following Article 1, Article 2. Which is where the president has the authority to do this. And let's be very clear about what this is. The president didn't pass a law. This is not legislation. This is not a demand for action that's taking place. What he has given is he's given the DHS the ability to have prosecutorial discretion. That means that not in every case are they going to have to take a certain action. They have the discretion to evaluate each case based on the specifics of that case, and they could make a decision using their prosecutorial discretion based on their legal training, which is what they have, on what is the most what is the action that's going to provide the most justice for that particular case. There are some guidelines that have been given for them to consider, and they still have, at the end of the day, that decision about whether they can or cannot take this particular action.
All right, so let me stop you now. Let me stop you. Let me stop. Hold on. I got to moderate this, okay, guys? I knew this would happen. Martin raises a good point. What about his point there, Russell? What is your comment?
I want to talk about. First of all, he's absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. The president didn't change statute. He didn't change statute. It's still an AUSC. It's against the law to enter this country without prior permission. It's against the law to remain.
No, but what he's saying is that the president did. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand it. The president didn't have that discretion. Now he's going to issue work permits for people that are illegally in the country. That's specifically prohibited in statute. Don't tell me he has the authority to do that. He has no authority to do that. What he's done is absolutely trample on the Constitution.
Well,
of the United
here's
States.
The thing. I want
to
be
as
clear. Wait.
To do that.
I want to be clear on this before the show is over, because so like so much, you know, it's hard to read everything, and we've talked about that Eric Holder didn't read SB 1070. So let's not do the same thing on our end.
Some of us have read it.
Okay, well, that's why I'm asking if what Martine is saying is correct, that what this really only does is provide prosecutorial discretion and not just a blanket rule that everybody is here legally. And that's what you're saying, Martine, as I understand it, that the president has done. Then maybe it's not unconstitutional to do that. Go ahead.
That's absolutely correct. And the truth is, of the matter is that this has already been happening. This is already happening, and it happens in a lot of other situations as well. DHS already exercises prosecutorial discretion, and up to this point, these situations where these individuals have been in, their cases have gone through with administrative closure. But now they're having the discretion to take the further step. This is something that happens all the time, and anybody who practices in this area realizes this is something that happens already.
So are you saying that the president really didn't create a policy through Janet Napolitano that basically said people younger than 30 who come to the United States before the age of 16 pose no criminal security threat, successful students, et cetera, serve the military, when it says can get a two-year deferral, you're saying that all the president said was operative word being can, not will. Is that what we're saying here?
Well, that's exactly correct, and there's no guarantee to any individual. And no lawyer will tell any individual that you are guaranteed that you're going to be safe as a result of this new policy.
All right, that's a very important point. I think it's a very important point. Russell,
it's a great spin.
Do you disagree with that?
Spin.
Is that it's what it says or not?
Absolutely, I disagree. He's been using prosecutorial discretion, undermining the rule of law for years. He's released 300,000 illegal aliens that have already been in custody.
All right, but let's stick
crimes,
to the point.
And he's released them. So hang on. Because this is critical, what he brings up. It's just not true. He went farther than that. The DREAM Act allows you to get, into higher ed and at taxpayer expenses, in terms of paying out of state tuition. He's taken a rule. Arizona voted 75%. Prop 300 and 06 said no to the DREAM Act. 75% of Americans voted for that. Arizona, 60% of Hispanics voted for that. Said no, loud and clear. For the DREAM Act, no subsidies, no scholarships, no taxpayer dollars for going to higher ed. The president thinks he can step around that. In addition, he said he's going to issue work permits to these folks. Now, he's waved this magic wand. This goes much beyond. That's enough. Yeah, it sounds like he's got some legitimacy. If he doesn't want to prosecute, I've been a law enforcement, I've been a judge most of my life, and I can tell you I understand prosecutorial discretion. That's not what we're talking about here. He's taken a step beyond that to tell people that we're going to ignore the law altogether, that I'm going to issue work permits for those that are illegally in this country, 20-year high in unemployment, record foreclosures, and we're going to take another million jobs away from Americans.
All right, hold on.
It's outrageous.
Hold on. Martine, is that accurate as far as you know?
No, of course not. I mean, again, at the end of the day, each individual who was in this situation, they're going to have to go through this process, and they're going to be evaluated by the department when their individual case is evaluated based on each individual circumstance. There's no guarantees for anybody here. There's no guarantees for work permits. There's no guarantees for anything. This is something it's a prosecutorial discretion that allows the department to focus their resources on what is really going to keep our country safe, to not focus resources on kids who otherwise, who aside from their paperwork, they would be models of our community. These are people who we would be proud to have in our community. Students who are going to college, who are devoting time to our communities. These are students who otherwise, aside from a situation they had no control over of when they were children, brought to this country. These are students who we would be proud of.
Are we
focus our efforts on the criminals who really do need our attention.
All right, are we going to encourage those people now to come over here because of this and bring children over?
This doesn't encourage anything because this only applies to people who are here right now. This doesn't apply to people
All right, hold on. We've got about 2 minutes. I'm going to give you one, and then we're going to give Martine one. So if you can keep yourself
– Yeah, I get tired of the spin. It's just the dishonesty is abounding here, you know. Because first of all, that's just simply not true. You're going to create a fraud document mill immediately. It's already kicked up. You'll never know who's legitimate or not. That's what happened in the 1986 immigration. You know, millions of fraudulent documents that couldn't keep control. They just waved the magic wand and did it. This guy has stepped beyond. He's legislating. He didn't just use prosecutorial discretion. He's legislating. He's decided to change the law, is what he said. He's going to issue work permits to these people, he said. I'm using his words. I mean, enough is enough.
All right, let me turn to Martine.
Prosecutorial discretion.
Let me turn to Martine.
Contempt for the rule of law.
Did the president say what I just heard, that he is going to issue work permits, et cetera? Or
no, and it's in black and white in the memo from the Department of Homeland Security. This is discretion given to the department and allows them to make a decision on a case by case basis, just like prosecutors do in many areas of immigration and criminal law as well.
All right, Martine, we're going to have you. Hold on, we're going to have you guys back on the air, but we have to leave for the day. Unfortunately, those of you listening will tune into Michael Savage after this. And I'm sorry we just don't have more time for you guys, but we'll try to make time in the future. It's an important topic. This is Dennis Wolinchek and Jack Wolinchek on Independent Talk Radio 1100 KFNX on Legalese every Wednesday. And thank you both for being on our show, Russell Pierce and Martine Quezada.
Hi folks, Mark Asher here for Legends Cadillac. It has been my absolute pleasure to be associated with Legends Cadillac for over 10 years now. I've watched Legends grow over these 10 years from a small Cadillac dealership located in North Scottsdale to the number one retailer of new Cadillacs for the entire Western region. And folks, it's only going to get better with the new product line coming your way starting next month. Remember this name, the Cadillac XTS, an all-new, much-talked-about luxury sedan, bold, elegant and beautiful, a driver's dream. And how about this? Maybe you thought you couldn't afford that luxury Cadillac. Well, the new sporty ATS is on the way. Style and comfort, and affordable for most every driver. Add these new models to the great lineup of the CTS coupe and sedan, the world-class SRX crossover, and of course the entire Cadillac Escalade family. There's a ride in there for everyone. So go see my friends over at Legends Cadillac. Legends, it truly is like no place else.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX.